我们现在继续读提摩太前书。
We will continue our study in the book of 1 Timothy.
上一次啊，我们读到了第十一节。那么今天我们从第十二节往下看。
Last time we finished the study on verse 11, and today we will continue our study.
我感谢呢给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，污慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他的永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 through verse 17. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly,along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I will show mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray together.
主，谢谢你给我们这些话来警惕我们。
Lord, we thank you for your own words that continues to remind us.
让我们能够深思承认我们每个人的确都是充满了罪污。
That we can, through our deep reflection, we realize that we are filled with corruptions.
感谢主，你让使徒保罗在这件事上有特别的感受。
Lord, we thank you that the apostle Paul has this deep understanding.
让他感受到自己是罪人中的罪魁。
He recognized that he was the worst of sinners.
这的确是每一个真正蒙恩得救的人。都应该有的感受。
And this is the recognition or the understanding that everyone that is your child should feel.
我们每一个罪人在你的施恩宝座面前都不得不痛哭流涕拜倒而求主饶恕。
And as sinners approaching the throne of grace, every one of us needs to come before you in repentance and to thank you for the mercy that you have given us.
求主的圣灵光照我们。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit be among us.
让我们看清自己的本相。
So that we see who we truly are.
让我们知道在你这位圣洁的神之前如何的来反应。
And to recognize how we are to behave as sinners before the Almighty and Holy and Righteous God.
我们这样祈求祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天的这一段是使徒保罗他个人的一个见证。
The passage that we just read is a personal testimony of the Apostle Paul.
见证神拯救他的恩典。
To testify of God's saving grace.
有些解经家觉得保罗在这个地方插上了这么一段似乎有一点离题。
Some commentaries believe that by Paul inserting this passage in this letter, it seems to be off topic.
因为 前面啊讲到这个以弗所教会的事情，啊，他对提摩太的这个叮咛。
Because the letter started off with Paul writing to Timothy about the situation in Ephesus.
那在这个地方突然讲到他自己的见证。
And all of a sudden, a change of topic and talks about his own personal testimony.
可是弟兄姊妹们，我们了解保罗对假师傅的问题是十分的关心。
But we have to understand this, brothers and sisters, is that Paul viewed the situation of false teachers being prevalent in Ephesus as something that was worrying.
他离开以弗所的时候，心里面最挂心的一件事情，就是那些假师傅们在教会里面所做的一些事情。
And what was really on Paul's heart when he left the church of Ephesus was the actions of these false teachers.
因为这些假师傅们他们基本的攻击的对象就是神的救恩。
Because what the false teachers are attacking is the salvation that comes from God.
他们认为救恩是要靠人的力量，人的方法来取得的。
They believe that salvation can be earned through men's actions, through men's methods.
可是保罗他从神那里所领受到的是觉得人在神面前必须要了解我们得救都是靠着神的恩典。
But what Paul feels very strongly about is that the only way man can receive salvation is because it is a blessing, it is a grace from God.
而他个人得救的见证是一个很明显的一个例子。
And his personal testimony is a perfect example to exemplify that fact.
所以他在这个地方就把他个人的见证讲给提摩太听。
And so is at this point in which Paul shares his testimony with Timothy.
当我们读这里面的内容的时候
，And when we read the contents of this message,
我们会发现保罗在这个地方他写这个见证也是很自然的一件事情。
We will come to realize that for Paul writing his testimony, it's a very natural sharing. It's very natural in terms of the progression of this letter.
因为他回想自己得救的经历，他就不得不颂赞神的恩典。
Because when he thinks about the path of his own salvation, he cannot help but give praise and glory to God.
我多次跟弟兄姊妹们讲，这一段圣经对我个人有很大的影响。
I've shared with brothers and sisters before that this passage has significant meaning in my own life.
我曾经对弟兄姊妹们说过，我在信主的时候根本没读过圣经。
And I've shared with brothers and sisters that when I became a Christian, I did not understand the Bible.
可是我是坚决的反对圣经的一个人。
Before I became a Christian, I never read the Bible, yet at the same time, I was against everything that the Bible taught.
我相信许许多多不信主耶稣基督、不信圣经的都是从来没有读过圣经的。
I feel very strongly that those people that oppose the Bible, that those that oppose Jesus Christ, probably has never studied the Word of God before.
我根本不知道圣经里头到底写些什么。
I had no idea what was the content of Scripture.
但我第一次读到这一段这个圣经的时候
，When I first came across this as I was reading through the Bible,
我流了不少的眼泪。
I could not help but continue to shed tears.
我真是觉得这一段保罗所写的，除掉了十二节之外，等于是我自己的见证。
And I felt that besides verse 12, this was my personal testimony.
我每一个句、每一个字读到，都像刀子一样的扎我的心。
And every word, every phrase that I came across, it was like a knife that was stabbing at my heart.
我每次读到这一段，我就不能忍住我的眼泪。
And every time I come across this passage, I can't help but to shed tears.
因为我从前的确是个亵渎神、逼迫人、污慢人的人。
Because I used to be a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man.
我相信我们在座的稍微觉得自己有一点成就的都觉得我们自己了不起。
People among us, we probably believe that if we have any accomplishment in this world, we feel very proud of it.
当我们自己以为了不起的时候，很自然的，我们就觉得神没有什么稀奇。
When we start becoming proud of the accomplishments that we have achieved, we start looking lightly upon who God is.
一直要等到有一天，神光照了我们，让我们看清楚了自己实在算不得什么。
And it is only at the day in which God reveals to us that we see that us as who we truly are, one that is insignificant.
让我们看到了天地的这个浩大。
And we could see the vastness of the universe.
让我们看到了神创造的奇妙。
To see the marvelous creation of God.
我们很自然的就会觉得自己原来算不得什么。
Then we will realize how insignificant we truly are.
当我们觉得自己算不得什么的时候，我们也就不会去逼迫人，去污慢人。
Because when one day we realize how insignificant that we are, we recognize who we truly are, we will no longer persecute nor become violent toward other people.
这里的所谓的人，污慢的人，逼迫的人，都是指着信主的人。
And these that are referring to the persecutor, or the people that are being persecuted, or the people that, in which the acts of violence are acted against, are toward Christians.
我还没有信主的时候，我觉得基督徒是世界上最蠢的人。
Before I became a Christian, I felt that Christians were the dumbest people in the world.
我觉得这些人只是世界上最软弱、没有骨头的人。
They are weak without any backbones.
稍微有一点事，他们自己不能够去解决。
And if they run upon some difficulties in which they themselves cannot solve,
不但自己在神的面前，主啊，主啊，主啊，求主来解决。
They come before God and cry to God, Lord, 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 please help me.
还要拉到一些其他的那些乱七八糟的基督徒在一起，主啊，主啊，主啊，啊，帮我忙，解救我。
And not only do they do that themselves, they also pull a bunch of weak Christians with them so that they can call out to God together.
我们这些人不是从大陆来的，就是从台湾来的，或者说在此地土生土长的也不少啊。我们活到今天，觉得自己相当的了不起。
Whether we're from China, from Taiwan, or whether we grew up in America, we probably feel that we're pretty accomplished.
假如你是个成绩很优异的学生，读一个很好的学校，你觉得那是你的本事。
If you are a good student that attends a good university, you probably think that this is my accomplishment.
当你有一份好的工作，自己跑到美国来，稍微有点成就，你觉得你了不起。
When you have a good job or you are able to immigrate into the U.S., you think that this is your accomplishment.
你觉得自己之所以能够有这样子的成就，是因为你很聪明。
You think that you are successful because you are smart.
这些基督徒都是傻宝。
All Christians are idiots.
因为他们没有办法来自己做自己的主。
Because they do not have, or they are not willing to be the Lord of their own lives.
我记得我在大学的时候，那个时候一碰到基督徒，必须要骂他们，要笑他们。
I remember when I was in college, anytime I came across a Christian, I used to ridicule them.
因为我的确对神是没有任何的尊重。
Because I did not respect who God was.
虽然我不能够肯定在那个时候没有神。
Even though at that moment, at that time, I wasn't sure whether or not a God existed.
但是在那个时候，我觉得我这么有本事，我不需要神。
But at that time, I knew one thing was I am very capable, so I do not need God.
那些这个什么事情大小事都要找神的，都是些没有骨头的、没有骨气的这些人。
And for those Christians that whenever they run into any troubles, all they do is they start crying out for God. Those are people that are weak and without backbones.
所以当我离开台湾到美国来读书的时候
，So when I became a student in the U.S.,
我立定了一个心志，决到了美国以后绝对不进任何的教会。
I made a decision at that time that if I come to when I come to America, I will never enter into a church.
在五十年前，当我到美国来的时候
，It was about 50 years ago when I came to the U.S.
那个时候还没有这么多的留学生。
There were not that many foreign students.
我知道我们那时候从台湾到美国来留学，很少有人有钱。能够把子孙送到美国来念书的。
Most of the students that came from Taiwan to study abroad in the U.S. were not people that were sent by their parents, nor did their parents have the financial whereabouts to support them.
几乎所有到美国来留学的都是要有奖学金。
Almost all of the students that came into the U.S. as a foreign student in those days were on scholarship.
而且要有所谓全奖学金。
And it was a full scholarship.
假如说是你这个拿到的证书讲的说是啊，这个给你奖学金啊，但是啊，你还要有其他的费用，这种文件就没用。
Even if you receive a partial scholarship and which says this fee, these funds will cover a certain portion of your tuition, but other aspects you have to earn yourself. This scholarship is really useless in those days.
所以在那个时候。能够到从台湾到美国来留学，那是相当威武的一件事。
So for the, in those days, for a person to be able to come to the U.S. on scholarship as a foreign student was one that had achieved something that was significant.
在那个时候，人就有一个想法：假如一个大学毕业的人不能到美国去镀金的话，没什么出息。
And in those days.They were thinking that if a university graduate student, grad could not come to the U.S. to continue his education, he was worthless.
所以当我们办出国手术的时候，每一个阶段都要遭遇到相当的阻难。
Yeah, so throughout the process of getting the visa to come into the United States, every part of the process, we run into difficulties.
因为那些人就是这些家伙。骄傲的不得了，现在要到美国去了，我们无论怎么样总要给他一些刁难，让他们不是那么顺利。
Because of people that were issuing these visas or going through the process, they're probably thinking that these students that are going abroad, they're so arrogant, they're so prideful, so I'm going to try my best to make it more difficult for them to go overseas.
所以大部分留学生拿到了最后的证件可以上路了，都会这样讲，永远不回台湾。
So in those days, if a person was able to receive, by the time they were able to get the documents to travel abroad, by the time they left the country, they would say that I am never going to come back to Taiwan.
这些在台湾的这些愚蠢的东西，都是这个嫉妒心太重。
The idiots that are in Taiwan, they're so envious.
那么到了美国来的时候，我刚才讲了，我也立定心志不参加教会。
And as I mentioned earlier, once I came to the States, I was determined that I was never going to enter a church.
台湾人固然是愚蠢。
Though the people of Taiwan are dumb.
美国人也不够聪明。
But Americans are not that smart either.
这基督徒。做基督徒
啊、to be a Christian，
那个时候我们错误的观念就是美国人都是基督徒。
Because in those days we believed that all Americans were Christians。
所以到了美国之后，那个时候我在讲的，因为留学生少，所以啊，所有的教会都集中精力要吸引留学生。
And because there were not many foreign students in those days, all the churches that were around university would try their best to come and outreach to the foreign students.
每一个星期，我们都可以这个接到教某个教会里头请来了，去这个吃什么 picnic 了，这到家里去吃 cake 了，这些请帖。
And almost weekly, we would have invitations from local churches to attend their picnics, to attend their gatherings, either at the church or at their home.
我们这些留学生哪里还把这些东西看在眼里？
As foreign students, we didn't care for these things.
这都是迷信。
This is superstition.
没有出息。
It is somebody that doesn't know what they're doing.
自自楼里就去。
And then we just throw the invitations into the trash can.
所以我很骄傲，到了美国。一年多啊，哪个教会都没去过。
So I was very proud of the fact that during the first year while I was in the U.S., I never entered a church.
哪一个基督徒的团体邀请我，我都不参加。
I would never attend any Christian fellowships.
污蔑人，这个啊，逼迫人。
To be a blasphemer, to be a persecutor.
一听到这个人是个基督徒，绝对要找话来羞辱他。
If I know that a person is a Christian, I'll find reasons to ridicule them.
所以弄到一个地步，基督徒看着我就跑。
To a point where when Christians see me, they try to stay away from me.
那自己就洋洋自得。
And I felt very proud of that fact.
我的太太，她比我软弱。
My wife was a weaker person.
所以啊，我还在这里耀武扬威的时候，他已经立定心志啊，要做基督徒了。
And while I was still feeling very proud of what I've accomplished, she had at that time determined that she was going to become a Christian.
那我就觉得现在又有了一个题目啊，可以来做文章了。
And I felt that now there's another topic that we can discuss at home.
所以在我们家里头，几乎每一天，我都要来讥笑她。
So almost every day at home, I would ridicule her for her belief.
我说你一个在大学里的学心理的人，居然跑到美国来要信耶稣。
It says that you are a psychology major while you're in college, and yet when you come to the U.S., you want to believe in Jesus?
那么结了婚之后，我的太太，她每个星期都要去教堂。
After we got married, every Sunday she would go to church.
她明明知道我不会去教堂。
Even though she knew I would not attend.
她一定都要讲，你今天去不去啊？
She would still ask, "Are you going today?"
我就气得又把她骂一顿，笑一顿。
And I would be so angry that I would ridicule her and I would scream at her.
她还是照去教堂。
And she continued to go to church.
像这样子的情形啊，延续了差不多有一年多。
And this kind of relationship, this kind of interaction lasted for about a year.
她越是要我信，我越是不信。
The more she desired that I become a believer, the more I rejected this belief.
我越觉得自己高傲。
The more I felt more proud of my accomplishment.
你怎么讲，我就是不屈服。
It doesn't matter what you say, I will not bend.
因为我觉得你的那个神实在很蠢。
Because I feel that the God you believe in is dumb.
我比你的神要聪明。
I am smarter and wiser than your God.
我真是相信。
And I really believed it at that time.
所以后来我的太太要找我去参加一个基督徒的退休会。
And I remember one time that my wife invited me to attend a Christian retreat.
那我当然不要去。
Of course, my response was no.
我看到你们基督徒就讨厌，但是这个你们看到我就跑，我还跑到你中间去让你们啊结伙起来来。跟我来打嘴仗，对不对？
And I said, I despise Christians, and the Christians want to stay away from me. And so why are you inviting me to be among you so that we can always get into these arguments.
但是我太太很聪明。
But my wife is indeed wise.
虽然她是基督徒，但是很聪明。
Even though that she is a Christian, she is smart.
她说啊，你到退休会去，我跟他们讲好了，保证你在那里的时候，没有人来找你。
And I said, she said that I've already made a deal with the brothers and sisters at church that if you attend the retreat, nobody will come and bother you.
在那个地方，每餐都给你预备了好好的、有好吃的东西。
First of all, while at the retreat, the meals will be prepared and it will be nicely prepared.
衣服你也不要自己洗。
You do not have to wash your own clothes.
你可以在那里打球。骑马、钓鱼都可以。
You can play ball. You can ride horses. You can go fishing. You can do whatever you want there.
我越听越觉得有道理。
And the more I thought about it, I thought, hey, that's a pretty good offer.
世界上哪有这么好的事情？到那里去吃住玩，通通都包了。
And there's such a great deal at that time that you can go. I can go there. I can eat. I can play. I can enjoy the facilities.
而且还可以拿那些不聪明的基督徒开开玩笑。
And even then, I might even be able to find entertainment by ridiculing those dumb Christians.
这种这个聚会怎么可以不去
？If there is such a gathering, how can I miss it?
所以最后我就同意我的太太，我说我也去了。
So then, finally, I came to the conclusion, and I agreed that I would go.
到那里去，我听了一堂。
And while I was there, I listened to one message.
我一看那个讲员，我说糟糕，我说这么个蠢人还跑来做讲员。
And I saw the speaker, and my first impression was, how could such an idiot be the speaker at this retreat?
他讲国语都讲不好。
He couldn't even pronounce, speak Mandarin correctly.
那嘴上又留了一条长胡子。
He has a little mustache on his face.
那裤子是穿着当时流行的那个方格子的那条条子的裤子。
And he had striped pants, slacks that was pretty fashionable in those days.
我越看他那个样子，越不像个传道人。
The more I looked at him, the more he did not look like a minister of God.
我说难怪基督教，你看搞这种人来做传道。
And that's why I came to a conclusion.This is, it is no wonder that Christians is in such a state because they are asking such a person to be a preacher.
因为他是印尼长大的，所以他的国语又不行。
Because he grew up in Indonesia, so therefore he was not very proficient in Mandarin.
所以我就跟我的太太讲说，好了，我尊重你到这里来了，又尊重你听了一堂。
So I told my wife I respected you, so therefore, out of respect, I came to this retreat. Out of respect, I actually attended one of the messages.
从现在开始，我要做自己的事情。
Starting from now, I'm going to do things that I want to do.
他就说，你请便。
And my wife said, go ahead.
所以下一堂聚会的时候，我就跑到外面去打篮球去了。
So during the next message, I was outside playing basketball.
好多年都没有打篮球了。
Many years I haven't played basketball.
一个人打篮球，多年没有打篮球，你就知道这个人在干什么。
A person that hasn't played basketball in many years, and he's playing by himself, so you kind of know what this person is doing.
对，球碰不到板子，球都掉空，所以去捡球。
So I spent the entire time chasing after all the missed shots I had.
过了一阵之后，捡不动了，好了，算了算了，在睡觉去了。
And after a while, I got tired of going after all these misses. I decided I was going to go back and rest.
退休会里面夜里是没有热气的。
And in those days, at the retreats, there were no heaters in dorms.
所有的水都是冰冻的。
All the water was cold.
早上起来刷牙，简直像。通通是冰水在那用，哎呀，气得一塌糊涂。
And in the morning when I woke up to try to brush my teeth, that cold water was really made me really angry.
但是又没有办法走啊，因为太太在那里这个聚会啊。
But I couldn't leave because my wife was in the meeting.
所以在那里三天一无所获。
So while, even though I was there for 3 days, I gained nothing.
我知道那些基督徒一个个眼睛就看着我，看看圣灵有没有动工啊。
I know that all the Christians were looking at me to see if the Holy Spirit was working within me.
可是我是一点都不动心。
But myself, I knew that I was not moved by anything there.
最后一堂是所谓啊，是检讨会啊。
And at the last meeting of the retreat was when they were re-examining what has happened.
大家就在讨论这个讲员讲的哪个地方好，哪个地方不够好。
And so during the debriefing meeting, they were talking about what were the pros and cons of the speaker's message.
我一个人坐在那个后面听他讲的，心里想这么个笨蛋还在这有什么好批评的。
And myself, I was sitting in the corner in the back, and I was just thinking, a bunch of idiots, what is there to criticize?
基督徒还在这讲科学，讲什么东西根本不懂科学。
How can Christians talk about science? They don't even know what science is.
啊，自己洋洋自得。
And I was really proud of that fact.
好了，退休会结束了。
The retreat ended.
下午两三点的时候，开了车子回城里。
And about in the afternoon, around 2-3 o'clock, we packed up and we headed back to town.
我的太太是每个下午一定要打盹睡觉的。
And my wife is one that needs a nap every day.
那个 Elton 那时候一点点大，也是跟妈妈一样要睡觉的。
And Elton at that time also fell asleep.
所以他们两个人一个坐前面，一个坐后面，都在睡觉。
And one was sitting in the passenger seat, one was in the back, and they both fell asleep.
我一个人在开车。
And I was driving by myself. I was driving alone.
所开的是那个乡下的那个小路。
And I was driving the small roads inside these in the villages in the countryside.
Yeah, 那是在四月里头，天气啊凉凉的，但是很这个晴朗。
This retreat was held in April. Though it was a little bit cool, but the day was bright.
突然的，我就心里面呢，就好像演电影一样的，就演到我从小孩子到读大学这一段啊经历。
And during that time while I was driving, it seemed like a movie of my entire life from childhood to now was played before my mind.
想到自己啊，不知道怎么稀里糊涂的居然能够跑到美国来留学。
And I thought of the fact that how was I able to come and become a student in America?
我十几岁一个人离开了家。
I was in my teens when I left alone
跑到台湾，居然能够考上台湾最好的大学。
I left home. I came to Taiwan by myself. I was able to get into the best university in Taiwan.
能够拿到全部的奖学金到美国来留学。
To be able to receive a full scholarship to come to study in the United States.
我自己洋洋自得。
I'm extremely proud of my accomplishment.
但是那天下午我有不同的感受。
But that afternoon, I had a different feeling.
我看到睡在我旁边的太太跟后座的那个孩子，我觉得心里面很空虚。
Even though as I looked at my wife that was asleep and my child that was in the back, I felt that my life was really empty.
我说在这个宇宙里头，我现在所有的就是这两个人。
It says of all the and everything in the universe, what I myself own or what I have are these two people.
这么大的宇宙
，In this great universe，
我所有的就这么两个人。
What I possess are these two people。
我说我也不了解到底这个宇宙为什么会存在。
Of course, I do not understand why this universe exists。
我甚至不了解为什么我要到这里来。
I don't understand why I am here。
我离开了这里短短的几年。又到哪去呢
？In a few years, when I leave this place, where am I going?
我离开台湾到美国来的时候
，When I left Taiwan to come to the United States,
坐在飞机上是怎么想的
What was I thinking when I was on the airplane?
我说这一趟到美国去，我一定要拿个诺贝尔奖金回来。
I said, I thought at that time that when I go to U.S., eventually I will be able to receive some Nobel Prize money.
人家能拿诺贝尔 prize， 我也可以拿诺贝尔 prize。
If people are capable or able to receive that Nobel Prize, I am more than capable.
但是没有几年，我再看看太太、儿子，就此而已。
But in a few years, I looked back and I said, all I have now are my wife and my child.
好像从前的那些雄心大志一点都没有实现。
All the dreams I had has been unfulfilled.
所以我就一路开车啊，这个心就一直往下沉。
And so as I was driving, the more I drove, the longer I drove, the more depressed I became.
就是我开始觉得自己好像没什么了不起。
And I came to that sense that maybe I'm not as good as I think I am.
到了家里啊，睡觉也睡不好，书也不想看。
When I got home, I could not sleep really well, and I didn't want to really study.
后来弟兄姊妹都知道了，我不要再去细讲了。那个我看不起的，在退休会的那个讲员了，又跑到来找我。
And I've shared with this with brothers and sisters before. The preacher that was at the retreat, the one that I despised, actually came looking for me.
你想想看，假如是平常的话，我怎么可能要答应跟他谈
？If this was in the past, I would have never given him the time or the day.
但是自从我觉得自己没有什么了不起啊。我对很多事情的看法都不同。
But when I slowly came to the realization that I'm not as capable as I thought I was, I had a different view of what the world is.
所以我居然愿意跟这个传道人讲话。
So then I set aside a time to meet with this preacher.
而且那一天很古怪的一件事情就是，我所讲的话实在没什么内容。
And what was interesting about that day was, though we had a conversation, it was like nothing special. There was no content in it.
我只问了两个问题。
I asked him two questions.
这两个问题还是被他逼出来的。
And these two questions were actually forced out by him.
因为我虽然在讥笑基督徒，但是我并没有什么真正的根据或者是有什么资料。
And the first thing was, even though I was ridiculing the belief systems of the Christians, but I wasn't basing it on any facts. I didn't have any proof.
所以当这个基督徒到我家里来的时候，他问我，你有什么话要问我？我居然心里都没话。
And so when this Christian came to my house and asked me this question was, do you have any questions for me? I had no questions for him.
我刚才讲了，我从前是逼迫人，是污蔑人的。
I said I was a blasphemer. I'm a persecutor.
基督徒看到我都要跑的。
Christians, if they see me, they try to stay away from me.
但是那天下午，我居然没问题。
But you know, that day, I had no questions for them.
但是我心里想，我怎么能够在这个基督这个传道人的面前没有问题啊？
And so I was thinking, how could I have no questions for a preacher?
我一看看他手上拿一本圣经。
I saw him with the Bible in his hand.
哎，我说你们基督教啊，所有的好事都是你们神做的，所有的坏事都是那个叫魔鬼做的。到底这个魔鬼是个什么东西？
I said, Christians always say that all good things come from God, and all bad things are because are the source comes is Satan. So who is Satan?
Oh, so he 就告诉我按照圣经怎么样跟我讲了。
And so he explained who Satan was according to the Bible.
讲完了，他跟我讲，还有没有其他的问题？
And after answering that question, he asked me again, "Do you have any other questions?"
我实在没有问题。
I really didn't have any questions for him.
但是我看他手上拿本圣经。
But I saw this Bible that was in his hand.
哎，我说你真相信这本圣经吗？
I said, do you really believe the book that you hold?
哦，他说当然，我这传道是怎么能够不相信圣经啊？
I says, of course. His response was, of course. As a preacher of, as a minister of God's word, I do believe in the word of God.
我说圣经到底是本什么书啊？
I said, what kind of book is the Bible.
他说这个是神的书啊。
And he said, this is the book of God.
哦，我又听进去了。
And so I heard that.
奇妙的一件事，弟兄姊妹，那一天下午，我问他的问题，他给我的答案，我都觉得可以相信。
For some strange reason, that afternoon, the questions I asked him and the answer that he responded, I believe those responses.
原因是什么？
What was the reason behind that?
哎呀，我现在回想，我的神实在是智慧。
And as I think back, I cannot help but say that my God is indeed one that is wise.
我第一次见到这个传道人，我简直觉得这个传道人哪里像个传道人，就是个小流氓嘛。
When I first saw this preacher at the retreat, my view of him was that he wasn't a preacher, he wasn't a minister of God's word, but rather he was seems to be like a gang member.
但是我心里有另外一个想法。
But in my heart, there was something else.
这个人呢，样子也不像传道人，讲出话起来更不像个传道人，但是他有一个长处。
And my feeling was, though he doesn't look like a preacher, though he doesn't speak like a preacher, but this person does have a strength.
他不相信的东西，他不讲。
If he doesn't believe in something, he won't share it.
我不知道这个观念，这个从哪来的。
I do not know where this understanding came from, where this thought came from.
因为这个观念，所以那天下午我问了两个问题，他给我答案，我都相信。
Because I felt that he was trustworthy, so everything that though I asked him two questions, he gave two answers, I felt his answers to be trustworthy.
最后，他跟我讲了一个故事，简直就像《西游记》《封神榜》一样的。
And before he left, he told me a story that sounded like a myth.
你们年轻人的还没有听过。西游记跟封神榜，回去看看。
The myth that they were referring to are probably not familiar stories.
这是中国的迷信。
And these are myths in China.
那是中国人呢，很多都喜欢看，而且相信。
It is a fiction. It is a Chinese fiction that is believed by and enjoyed by young people.
可是那一天下午，那个传道人，他跟我讲什么？我都相信。
But that afternoon, whatever that preacher shared with me, I believed.
我居然还请留下来，请他留下来吃了一餐饭。
I actually even invited him to stay behind for dinner.
最后，我把他送到查经班去。
And then later on, I even drove him to the Bible.
在回家的路上，在我的生命里头就有很奇妙的事情发生。
And that night on the drive home, something miraculously happened in my life.
我心里面不是一个人，有两个人。
Because in my heart, I felt it was more than just one person. I wasn't alone anymore.
一个人讲，我现在算不算是基督徒啊？
Part of me was speaking to myself, am I a Christian now?
另外一个说，当然你是基督徒。
And then the other person says, yes, of course you're a Christian.
那个人说，为什么？
And then the first person says, why?
这个人说，因为我对耶稣基督已经没有了问题。
And the response was, I no longer question who Jesus is.
对话就此结束。
And that was the end of the conversation.
我车子也到了家。
And at that moment, I got back home.
我开了门，我看到我的太太从厨房里头出来。
As I walked in the door, I saw my wife coming out of the kitchen.
我说依兰，我们去查经班。
I said, let's go to the Bible study.
她不敢相信，但是她不像一般人讲，为什么？你怎么现在变掉了？她没有讲。好。
Though she didn't believe, but she was wise. She didn't say why. She just says, okay, let's go.
所以我们马上。就一同回到查经班。
So immediately we turned around and we went to the Bible study.
我站在门口，那个把门一打开，你的查经班人一看，哎呀，这个捣蛋的人来了，这次有点可怕。
As I opened up the door, people looked out and saw me. They thought, oh, the troublemaker's here.
哎呀，真是神恩待了我，我就很自然的，我说我已经信耶稣了。
Indeed, God is merciful. I made a statement that I believe in Jesus Christ.
基督徒啊，弟兄姊妹，就是这一点好。
And this is one of the strengths of Christians.
你只要讲你是基督徒，都受欢迎。
If you say that you're a Christian, you're welcome.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
我是信主的，基督教。
And if you say that I'm a believer, people invite you, welcome you in with open arms.
啊，所以那一天晚上，他们是一致的欢迎我。
So that night, everybody welcomed me.
而且旁边一个美国人说，哎，give your testimony.
And 旁边there was an American on the side that said, 给我你的见证。
我怎么懂什么叫见证不见证
？I had no idea what was.
我还讲了一些话。
I had no idea what testimony was at those days, but I actually shared something.
我到现在一个字不记得。
I don't remember what I shared.
不晓得到底我讲什么。
I don't know what I said.
但是从那一天开始，我就没有再离开过查经班。
But ever since that day, I never left the Bible study.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我讲这些话什么意思？
What is the purpose of my sharing?
我想这些话无非让你们知道，人必须要转变才能够看到神。
What I'm telling you is that a person must change to see who God is.
你假如像保罗那样子，逼迫人，污蔑人，你不可能见到神。
If you're a blasphemer, a persecutor,Then you will never see God.
你一直等到蒙了怜悯，你自己了解为什么你不是一个好人，到这个时候你才真正的能够见到神。
Only at the time when you receive the mercy that comes from God and recognize who you truly are, will you be able to see God.
你看到保罗在这里讲的话吗
？Do you see what Paul wrote?
他说：“基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。”
In verse 15, Paul writes, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance." Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
你什么时候从那个骄傲的、看不起神、看不起基督徒的境界，你都能够现在看到了神
？When you no longer are arrogant and prideful about who you are, that is a time when you will start seeing who God is.
就当你看到了原来。你不但是一个罪人，你是个罪人中的罪魁。
Not only will you see yourself as a sinner, but you will see yourself as the worst sinner ever.
首先，弟兄姊妹，你记得吧？我刚才讲到，从山上下来，第一个感觉进入我心的，就是你没有什么了不起。
As I shared earlier, when I was driving down from the retreat, the thought that came across my mind was.I am worthless. I didn't really accomplish that much.
你那样子雄心大志，你要到美国来打天下，几年之后，你只有你的太太跟你的儿子。
You had all these dreams. I had all these dreams when I left Taiwan to come to America to create a new beginning. And yet, all I have to show for is my wife and my child.
你有什么了不起
？What am I to be proud of?
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？当你首先看到了你自己没有什么了不起
，Dear brothers and sisters, do you see that when you recognize that you are incapable of all these things?
这个时候你就有机会来接近神。
And it is at this time you have the opportunity to approach God.
然后进一步的看到了原来在罪人中你是个罪魁。
And then to see the fact that among all the sinners, you are worse than every one of them.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得不记得我受洗的那一天，教会里面的诗班在唱 "Holy, Holy, Holy"?
On the day I was baptized, the song that the choir was singing that day was Holy, Holy, Holy.
那个歌声进到我的耳朵里的，我真是觉得周身都是罪污。
When I heard that hymn being sung, I felt that every part of my body was corrupt.
我的确看到自己是罪人中的最大的罪人。
I indeed felt that I was the worst sinner among all the sinners in this world.
没有一个罪我没有犯的。
I've committed all these sins.
我在神的面前洁净了羞辱这个不敬的那个人士。
That before this holy God, I myself was one that was corrupt.
弟兄姊妹，一个得救的人必须要到一天觉得自己是那个世界上最低贱的人。
A true believer in their lives recognize that they are indeed the worst in this world.
你们学心理学的，特别是如今一听到这个话，哎呀，这个是不健康啊！这种的想法，但是对一个人是很不好的。
And for those of you that study psychology, you probably think, that's a very bad thought to have. To think it's very unhealthy.
可是弟兄姊妹们，你若是不看到自己一无所能、一无所事，你就没有办法能够看到神的荣耀。
But dear brothers and sisters, if you do not see yourself as incompetent, incapable, you recognize that you have achieved nothing, you will not be able to see the glory of God.
这就是为什么当我听到那个 Holy Holy 的时候，当我读到这一段保罗的见证的时候，我没有办法停止我的眼泪。
And that is why when I hear the song Holy, 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 or when I come across this testimony of Paul, I can't help but shed my tears.
我完全承认，我完全相信在罪人中我是最大的罪人。
I accept, I acknowledge, and I know that among all the sinners, I am the worst.
所有不该想的事情我都想过。
All these thoughts that I should not have, I've had.
凡是我能做的不好的事情我都做过。
All the things that I should not do, I have done.
弟兄姊妹，你听到了没有？凡是我能做的犯罪的事情我都做过。
Any sin that I'm capable of committing, I've committed.
很多的事情我没有做，因为我不能做。
Many sins I did not commit because I was unable to.
而不是我不想做。
It's not that because I didn't want to.
你不是个罪人，你是什么？
If I'm not a sinner, then who is?
你不是一个世界上最大的罪人，是什么？
If I'm not the worst sinner of this world, then who is?
所以保罗在此地讲到，在罪人中我是个罪魁，我跟保罗一同流眼泪。
So when Paul writes that among the sinners, I am the worst of sinners, I have to agree with them.
我相信保罗当初是带着眼泪来写这一段见证。
I believe that when Paul was writing this letter, was writing his testimony, his eyes was filled with tears.
我也是带着眼泪来读他的见证。
And it's with tears I also read this passage.
我相信我今生还要为这一段流更多的眼泪。
And I believe that in the remainder of my life, I will continue to shed tears as I come across this passage.
我不敢想象我当初亵渎神的那些事情。
I cannot imagine how I was such a blasphemer.
我不能够相信像我这样子的人居然也能够被他收容。
I cannot believe a person such as I can be accepted by him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗说，为什么呢？神又救了我呢？
So why did Paul write that God had to save us?
像我这种人根本不配被拯救的。
A person such as I is unworthy of his salvation.
保罗这十六节说，是因为基督耶稣要在我这罪魁身上显明他 一切的忍耐给后来信他的永生的人做榜样。
And the reason why God saved me as well as saved Paul is stated in verse 16. That Christ Jesus might display the unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
我相信神拯救了我，也是相信因为他拯救了我，我的见证在过去这么多年也曾经帮助过一些他要拯救的人。
I believe that God himself saved me. I also believe that the process in which God himself has saved me has indeed helped people that were going to be saved by God after hearing my testimony.
所以这个答案很简单，亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友，因为你的缘故神拯救了我。
And so the answer to the question of why God saved me is that is because of your salvation that God himself saved me.
假如神没有拯救我，你今天就听不到这一批我讲的话。
If God had not saved me, you would not hear this message that I'm giving you today.
你听不到今天我讲的话，也就没有你重生得救的理由。
If you do not hear my testimony, you might not have a reason to be saved.
所以我们一同要感谢赞美神，给我这个机会跟你讲，让你们有这个机会听。
So we have to thank God for giving me the opportunity to share and for you the opportunity to hear.
这一切的事情在神的心中，在神的计划里头都老早就定规了。
In God's mind, in God's plan, this was all predetermined.
所以对于这样子的一位神，我们没有什么其他的话可以讲，我们只有赞美他，只有颂赞他的恩典。
There's nothing else we can say to a God that has such a wonderful plan, but to thank him and to praise him.
所以弟兄姊妹，总结来讲。
So in conclusion, brothers and sisters,
一定要等到你看到自己有罪。
Only when you recognize that you are with sin.
不是一点点的小罪。
Not just a little bit sin.
是没有办法改救的罪。
It is that you are committing a sin that you cannot help but commit.
你就是犯这些罪的人。
Then you yourself are a sinner.
然后你就有资格，你才会去想到要信神。
Then you will want to believe in God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你今天有没有发现你原来算不得什么？
Do you recognize the fact that you really accomplish nothing?
你说我开了个公司，我的公司不小啊，现在生意相当好啊。
You might say that I'm a very successful businessman. I'm doing pretty good.
你知道不知道我在学校里头都是得奖状的，我的这个成绩都是优异的。
Don't you know that I am an honor student at the school that I attend?
弟兄姊妹，这些东西在神的眼中一点都不重要。
Dear brothers and sisters, these accomplishments are not viewed as important before God.
你知道不知道，一个人的能力跟一个人的聪明智慧是从神来的。
Do you recognize the fact that a man's ability, a man's wisdom or intelligence comes from God?
神没有给你智慧，没有给你聪明，你能做什么？
If God did not give you an intelligence, if God did not give you wisdom, what can you accomplish?
所以我们这些不信神的人都是糊里糊涂的把该赞美的事情不去赞美。
So for the unbelievers among us, what you're worshiping or what you are giving praise to are really things that are unworthy of those.
你去赞美人的本事。
You give praise to man's ability.
你知道不知道成功的人几乎都是靠运气。
You know that success is mostly because of opportunities, by chance?
没有一个成功的人 不是靠着运气。
Every man that is successful, anything that was successfully accomplished, had a sense of luck.
谁在掌管这个运气？
Who is the one that is in control of this chance, this opportunity?
神。
That is God.
他不给你运气，你再大的本事也没有用武之地。
If he doesn't give you the opportunity, the chance, it doesn't matter how capable or how able you are, you would have never accomplished what you have accomplished.
所以你会发现那些在啊位的有权柄的那些人，你觉得他们没有什么稀奇的地方。
And that's why you will probably think sometimes when you look at people that are more renowned or people that are in high position, you probably look at their abilities, they're not really that able.
你看到另外有些人口才思想都是很出色的。
But then on the other hand, you see people that are very talented, very eloquent.
但是还是在下面做一些小事。
But they are still an entry level job.
为什么？
Why?
完全在乎机遇。
It is because it is by chance.
谁掌管机遇？神。
Who controls chances, opportunities? It is God.
所以让我们能够了解人生到底是怎么一回事。
We need to know what life really is.
不要太过于夸耀自己的能为。
Don't be too arrogant and boastful about your accomplishment.
我自己当初在学校里的成绩有那样子的优异。
When I was in school, I had really good grades.
我觉得是自己的本事。
I felt that it was because of me.
可是我现在回头去看。
But now I look back into those days.
假如神没有在某些方面来替我安排的话，我今天是一个一无所知的蠢人。
If God had not prepared these opportunities around me in my life, I would still be an unlearned person.
为什么神要优待我？
Why is it that God had this special blessing on me?
不是因为我了不起。
It's not because I'm capable.
因为他的旨意是要用我今天在这里跟你们传福音。
Because it is His will that He wanted that today I had the opportunity to share with you what the gospel is.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹、朋友们，你们看清楚了没有
？So, dear brothers, sisters, friends, do you see this clearly?
一切都在神的手里。
In all things, it is in God's hand. God is sovereign.
他在掌管一切。
He is in control of all things.
个人也好，国家也好，社会也好，都在他的掌管之中。
Whether it's an individual, whether it's a nation, whether it's society, he is sovereign.
这样子的神，我们能不佩服？
How do we not worship a God such as that?
盼望我们中间今天还有许多不认识神的人，盼望你能够谦卑下来，不要像我从前那样的愚蠢。
And I hope that if there anyone among us does not yet know God, that you will not be as arrogant and as foolish as I used to be.
神在我身上花了36年的时间，才让我这个蠢人信了他。
God used 36 years to change a foolish person that I was.
我希望神不要在你们身上浪费那么多的时间。
And I hope God does not waste that time on you.
按照我个人的经历，至少这件事我可以讲，你信了神之后，你永远不会后悔。
At least based on my own experience, is that if you trust in God, you will never regret that decision.
我赞美神，他借着使徒保罗给我们这一段宝贝的话。
I praise God for using Apostle Paul to give us his testimony.
他讲得多好。
I mean, what he has said is indeed clear.
神在他的身上施行救恩是为了后来的人。
That God saved him for the purpose of saving others.
我们同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们谢谢你的救恩。
Lord, we indeed thank you for the salvation that you have given us.
实在是不可思议。
It is unfathomable.
我们再一次告诉你，我们是何等的愚拙。
As we come before you, recognize how foolish we indeed are.
我们 在各样的事情上都高举自己。
In all things, we try to uplift ourselves.
事实上，我们是一无所有。
In reality, we know that we have nothing.
一切都在你的掌管之中。
For all things, you are sovereign.
我们当中有不少还不认识你的人。
And I know among us that there are many that do not yet know you.
盼望到今天，因着这一段你的话，能够开始看自己有不一样的眼光。
Hopefully that through today's message, that they will start looking at themselves differently.
那是正确的眼光。
Which is a correct understanding.
从神的，从永远的角度来看事。
Is from the perspective of God, perspective from eternal, the eternity.
求主施恩。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
让祷告靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.